All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Speaking of filmmakers, we're very pleased to have in studio with us Carmen Emmy. He is the man behind a brand new film called Plain Clothes, which you can see tonight right here at the Vogue Theater at 5:30, part of Frameline. He will be there. It will be releasing nationwide September. And if you're listening in the British Isles on American Forces Radio Network, in October, Ireland and the UK as well. Carmen, you wrote and directed this. First of all, welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Nice to have you with us. You can see him on the Twitch camera. But when you write and direct it, it's funny. As I always say to people who do this, it's like it's your baby and how liberating and how powerful. But then again, if it stinks, luckily it didn't. But it's your bomb. So what is that pressure like?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I tried not to put too much pressure on myself for it. It's my first one. It's the first time I ever wrote a script. So I just wanted to try and tell a story as authentically as possible and get on set. That was my goal. Yeah.
And this is, talk about, I'm not going to say beginner's luck, because this is talent. 5,000 people put screenplays into the Academy Nickel Fellowship. And you were in the top 50.
I think it was 8,000 the first year that I did it. And I was in the top 50. Yeah. I never broke the top 10. I applied, I think, three times. And I think the third time they just said no more. But I just don't give up, I guess.
That's great. And so many people, they have to pay for these things themselves or do an indie film and get, and then maybe they'll throw it on YouTube. Magnolia Pictures distributes this? I mean, how surreal was that?
It's very surreal. We premiered at Sundance in January. We won the Ensemble Award, the special jury prize. It's really been a dream. I got to shoot it in my hometown in Syracuse, New York. And just seeing the community kind of rally behind the production was really, really incredible.
So help me with this. Yeah. You know, because obviously when I was growing up, they were the Orange Men.
Right.
Now they're just the Orange?
They're just the Orange.
Just the Orange.
We can talk forever about...
Did you go to Newhouse? Did you go to this?
No. I went to Temple University for two years in Philly. Yeah. And then I transferred to USC.
Oh, wow.
So I had a really nice mix of a film school experience. I was trained on film at Temple, where there was like no rules when it came to, you know, production, which was amazing. And then USC was a lot of rules, but incredible and mostly digital.
Was that Annenberg?
It was... No, the School of Cinematic Arts.
Cinematic Arts.
Wow. Yeah.
Very cool. So how long was this? Tell us a little bit about the plot of Plain Clothes and how long was this script sort of swimming in your head?
Yeah, so it's set in the 90s in 1997 in upstate New York in Syracuse, where I'm from. And it's about an undercover police officer whose job is to lure and arrest men who are cruising in a public restroom. And it's about what happens when he falls in love with someone that he's supposed to arrest. Yeah,
interesting.
It's a psychological thriller romance, I would say. But the main idea was inspired. I mean, I really wanted to make a movie, and I wanted to tell a personal story. And around the same time, my brother was becoming a police officer, actually up here in NorCal.
Where, may I ask?
It's outside of Sacramento.
Okay. Yeah. El Dorado County, or is it?
I think close. Yeah. Okay. It's, yeah. I did a lot of ride-alongs with him.
Wow.
And I just kind of immersed myself in the policing culture. I wanted to tell a story as accurately as possible. The movie is about, you know, what it feels like to police your feelings. It's really not anti anything other than, you know, what that means, you know.
Growing up in the Bay Area, you hear about these famous, as you would, I guess you call them, cruising spots, right? Where strange men can meet each other. And it's all very, you know, kind of like dirty and hidden, you know, back in the day in the 70s and the 80s when there was such a shame about it, right? So I didn't realize, because I know that there's this something about luring someone in, like dressing as a hooker or something like that. What is the law behind that in New York about luring someone in to commit a crime like that?
The law specifically, well, I suppose my film was inspired by events that happened in 2014 in Long Beach, California, actually. So I read this article in 2016 in the LA Times where I learned about police officers, you know, going undercover and arresting men in a public restroom. And so that kind of like sparked my interest in the topic. in Long Beach specifically, though, to kind of get back to the law,
yes,
the police was the man who was entrapped sued the city of Long Beach for entrapment, and he won. Mm-hmm. And it's an amazing court case that you can read online. But it happened so recently, and that was kind of shocking to me. But I wanted to revisit the 90s. George Michaels was arrested, I think, in 1997 in Beverly Hills in California. So In my mind, I was like, it's not outside of the realm of, you know, disbelief that this would happen in the 90s, you know, in the place that I grew up. Yeah.
By the way, I'll throw this in because I'm not very mature. How cool of it would if your first name was Oscar, then you'd be Oscar Emmy.
That would be wild. Yeah. I know. I'm still waiting. I need to direct TV because I want that an Emmy for Emmy headline. That would be sick.
Yes. And Carmen is E-M-M-I.
Right.
But still, that's pretty cool. All right. So, I just wonder, when you're doing your first film, because we're all products of our teachers and our mentors and people who inspired us, was it a work in progress for you, or were you on rails? It's like, I have a vision and here it is.
Well, it's my first script. Writing is really, really hard, and it took a really long time. Mm-hmm. But I remembered I saw a production of Angels in America in New York, and I just said, Carmen, if you don't do this now, like, you'll never do it. And I didn't know what I would do. You know, I had some camera background, but I knew I had to write and direct this script. In terms of inspiration, I was actually really inspired by The Conversation, which was shot here in San Francisco. On the walk here, I walked by Union Square where they shot that opening scene, and it was kind of like a full circle moment because I spent so long studying that film. I think my parents who are listening can, and I think my brother is too, can attest to the fact that I've always been pretty stubborn. You know, when I go for something, I go for it. And I think I've just always been that way.
Yeah. That's very cool. So, when you do I don't know if you call it a period piece, but if you're rewinding the clock, on the one hand, it's probably cool to say, well, when I was a kid, there was this donut shop on that corner, and there was this over here, a movie rental store. And then you also have to watch out for a car drives by that's a 2019 model, or you know what I mean? Someone's wearing a jacket that brand didn't exist. How painstaking is that?
It's interesting because the 90s are, you know, when we were filming, they were coming back in fashion. Mm. So it was very easy for our costume team, not easy, it was a lot of work, but to find costumes at, like, you know, the Goodwill that felt of the 90s, because it was kind of trending at the time. I shot some of the film on a Hi8 camcorder that I had since I was a boy.
Oh, wow.
And I found, because I wanted to get driving shots in Syracuse, and I found that when I shot those scenes, it pixelated the cars so much that if you squint, you might be able to tell. But it was, I think that lo-fi quality actually helps in the film. It's not all shot that way, but there are certain, I suppose cerebral moments that are that way.
So I guess when you're making a film like this, you think it's good, and then, but when you take it in front of these film, getting into Sundance, forget it. No one gets in there. You not only do you get in, but then everybody loves it, and that's got to be amazing for you.
Yeah, it certainly doesn't feel real. Yeah, and it's, you know, we just won Best Film at the Provincetown International Film Festival.
Wow.
We're at Frameline. I just did a BAFTA screening in London.
What?
It doesn't feel real at all. Yeah. I'm so fortunate. Yeah. And
so what's that like? Because sometimes I know, talking to directors over the years, they'll make some breakout picture and then they don't hear anything. And then other people are like inundated, like, oh my gosh, this guy, Carmen Emmy, he's a diamond in the rough. We have to get this guy now. So do you have an agent? Are you being bombarded? How does this all work now?
Yeah, I have a really wonderful agent named Craig Castell. I don't feel bombarded. I feel like I get to really focus on what I want to do next and the stories I want to tell. Craig is just he's a legend, and so thoughtful about, you know, who he represents, but also like the projects that he has them engage with. So I feel very fortunate. Yeah.
Very cool. We just have a minute left.
Okay.
Your two main protagonists, those two actors you chose, how much did they kill it?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I think that they are the film, and they're both British.
And they are.
Yeah. They're both British, and they're just wonderful human beings, and it's a true pleasure to be on the journey with them. Yeah. We all shot, like I said, we all shot in Syracuse, and they just had an amazing time, and it felt so good that everyone just had that experience in my hometown.
And their names are?
Oh, sorry. Who are they? Yeah. Tom Blythe and Russell Tovey. Yeah.
Yes. It's we were talking before we started on the air, and it is amazing how English and Scottish and Irish people are better speaking American English than you and I are.
Yeah, they play American better than we do. Yeah, that's what I always say.
I've asked actors that before, and they said, well, you know, we grow up watching a million things on American TV, and it comes naturally for us. And when I go over there and I'm trying to do Moscow's accent, and they go, oh, you said, no one ever wants to give me any credit. But over here, maybe Americans were just gullible. All right. So tonight, 5:30, come by the Vogue Theater. This is part of Frameline 49. You will be there. What are people in store for?
Oh, we're going to have a Q&A after. Mm-hmm. I'm going to lightly introduce the film, but I'm not going to talk too much because everything that I want to say is really reflected on the screen.
It's called Plain Clothes. We've been speaking to the man himself in studio, Carmen Emmy. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.